Are you tired, frustrated, and feel stuck? Are you a high-performing business professional, entrepreneur, and you are not getting the results you desire, or you hit a ceiling? Have you been around the block and tried many modalities? You are in the right place. The answer, my friend, is in the little-known Brain-Soul Connection. Welcome to the Brain-Soul Success Show, where we learn, explore, and create your dream life. Your host, Louise Swartzwalter, created a five-part mind-body-soul methodology that clears the subconscious blocks to success. You are a soul with a body, not a body with a soul. The seed of all you need is already within you. From engaging transformational interviews, brain-soul success stories, and secrets shared by health, wellness, and spiritual experts, you will reconnect, revitalize, and transform your powerful life. It's time for you.
Welcome back, everyone, to Take Back Your Power, the Brain Soul Success Show. I'm Dr. Louise, and I'm real excited to be with you today. Last time we were talking a little bit about the brain and how you can really optimize your brain for success, and about a system that I created called the brain system. Today, I want to talk with you about the coherence in your heart and your brain. So, you know, the heart has an electromagnetic field that's 5,000 times even greater than your brain. And it actually can be measured by magnetometers. There we go. Magnetometers up to 10 feet beyond the physical body. So you know what? Neuroscientists have discovered that there's over 40,000 nerve cells, neurons actually, in the heart alone, indicating that the heart almost has like a little brain in it. How cool is that, right? So your heart actually influences and speaks to the brain. And so there's this rhythm that needs to happen. And when your heart rhythm is coherent, the body, including the brain, experience all kinds of benefits. So it's about breathing, right? Taking deep breaths. And there's different types of rhythmic breathing. Many of you might even know and have practiced breathing exercises and breath work. What it can do is help you with mental clarity, ability, intuitive ability too, and help you with decision making. And as you know, CEOs and professionals, entrepreneurs, we all need to be making decisions quickly, right? And make good decisions. And so when you're balanced, when your brain is balanced, your heart is balanced, you'll have a better ability to do that. And what I see in the work that I do is a lot of heart wounds. And I wonder, I don't think there's research on this, how many wounds of the heart, meaning those times of either grief, okay, or a breakup with a loved one, or a loss, all those wounds of the heart affect your physical body too. So let's ask how many people who have had heart attacks and different heart wounds, I don't know statistics on this actually, honestly, how many people are really affected by that emotional piece that then causes the physical? But what I see is that it's really pretty prevalent. Okay, so we have to clear the trauma that got stuck in the spaces of the brain, but also the wounds of the heart. We're all connected. We can't disconnect the fact that your nervous system is connected to your muscles, that your brain and your gut are connected. We hear about the gut-brain axis a lot, right? You're a whole person. That's why we can do acupuncture and even acupuncture on the ear. And it's connected to all the body parts. Or reflexology on your foot, right? And it's connected to all the body parts. So as whole people, we need to treat the whole and work with the whole person. And what I see is I see entrepreneurs who get stuck. And they're like, hey, I'm at this plateau and I can only make this much money. And yet I want to achieve this. Or I want to help more people. I really want to make a bigger impact. And I feel stuck. I feel like I can't get enough clients to feed me. I want to help more people. Usually when we get to that place, it just means there's something we need to clear. Hey, it's an old pattern. It's some old heart wound that we need to work on. So I use several processes to do this. But basically, for all of you right now, I would say journal, start writing. If this is resonating with you and you're thinking, hey, I do have that wound of the heart. I still can't let go of my very first lover. I still think about him or her. Or you went through a divorce, or you recently lost your mom or your dad or a loved one. We got to work on clearing that. It's a five-step system. It's really about clearing the wounds and rewiring your brain and your energy field and your heart for that success that you do desire. One of the meditations that I do with people, I just call it heart breathing. And so let's do that. Put your hands on your heart, both your hands. You can close your eyes if you like, and we're just going to be breathing into your heart. Okay? All right. So just take some breaths in. I'm going to do the same with you right now. So feel your hands like even just expanding as your heart expands. So with each breath, your heart's going to expand into your hands and you're going to feel it kind of move away from your body. Take a deep breath in, let it out. And again. With each breath, picture your heart expanding, allowing in more love. Your heart muscle, the heart organ, is actually getting bigger with each breath. It's expanding. Allowing in more love, more self-love, more love for others, more forgiveness for yourself. So as you're allowing in more love into your heart area, let's expand this. Picture little pink Valentine hearts just filling up your heart, your lung cavity, your lymph, your arteries and veins, filling it with just little pink hearts of flowing love. Now let's just circulate those hearts and that love throughout your whole body. So go down from your heart and your lung area through your torso, filling it with more love. Your stomach area, your reproductive organs, down through your legs, filling it with love. Your knees, your thighs, your calves, all the way down to the tip of your toes, filling every cell with even more love. Now breathe that in, and then let's circulate up through your body, back to your heart area, and make a statement of forgiveness here. Allow yourself to forgive that wound, whoever you feel has harmed you, even if it's yourself. And let's move upwards now through your neck, through your head, filling every little crevice of your brain with even more love. Take that down your arms, past your elbows to the tip of your fingers. Allowing in even more love. Let's take another couple deep breaths here. Again, expanding that heart, feeling it just opening even bigger and bigger and bigger, allowing in more love. Feel the tingling throughout your system. Some people will feel tingling, some might feel warmth. Just allow it. Another big deep breath here. Breathe normally. And when you're ready, open your eyes. And come back into the room. Good job, everyone. I hope that felt wonderful. That's something that you can do in the space of 5 minutes. It doesn't take long, but it will balance your nervous system, your parasympathetic, sympathetic nervous system, will help oxygenate the brain and help you release any of those wounds of the heart. So if this was beneficial, I would love to hear from you. Please rate and subscribe and write us a review here and share this with a friend. You know, it's on video, it's on the podcast, so you can pull it up anytime you need it and listen to this meditation. And again, I thank you for being here. Thank you for all of your hugs and your love. I so appreciate you all. And have a great day, everyone. And remember, follow your heart and take your brain with you.